It's Tuesday.
KFC Chicken Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
KFC Chicken Tuesday.
It's back for a limited time. Every Tuesday is KFC Chicken Tuesday. Indulge in KFC's original or hot and crispy chicken every Tuesday from 16th April to 21st May. 5 pieces for only $9.95. Save up to 54%. You want it because it's finger-licking good.
KFC Chicken Tuesday.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good. Feels good. Tasty Thursday. And the return of one of my favorite makan kakis. He is none other than Juwanda Hasim. Of course, he is the boss and also the chef and baker of the fabulous Baker Boy. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Denise. How you been? It's been so, so long.
It's been a really, really long time since we last spoke. And my goodness, you have had a roller coaster ride. It's like the same conversation we had the last time when you were in the thick of having to adjust to the COVID measures, the circuit breaker, and having a cafe and then moving your cafe to its current new location.
Yeah.
I'm sure has not been without its challenges. Catch us up. How's everything?
It's been tough. Non-fit at least, right?
Yeah.
But everybody is going through the same thing and everybody's on the same platforms, delivery. So, of course, sales suffered last year. I had to let go of some staff. My suppliers have been really, really good. They've been working with us. They've been extending their credit. So I feel so really, really, really lucky. And that was during the COVID period.
Mm.
And now the restrictions are easing up. We're into post-COVID situation. And things, really, honest to you, it's got better and it hasn't got better. Because at the end of the day, we're still paying off for during the COVID period, and now it's more difficult because people's style of dining and how they live their life has also changed, and so that's affected cafes and restaurants and bakeries like mine, who's been coming to 10th years. This is our 10th year this year. The business is not the same, and I'm forced to look into other avenues, and it's been truly difficult.
And that you're still here, you're still fighting. The bakery, the cafe, the restaurant is still there. By the way, it is at Aliwal Street, right?
Yes,
at the Aliwal Art Center. The fabulous Baker Boy. You are staying fabulous. You're still baking your 10 million cakes. Honestly, I think you have the biggest cake menu. How many flavors do you have?
So I have about 42 flavors.
42 flavors of cakes.
But cakes are not only thing, because we do pastries, we do croissants, we do all sorts. So on the croissant side, I've created about 3 or 4 type that we are launching May onwards. Yes.
Wonderful. But before we get to all the new stuff that you have lined up, you do have some special things on offer. I mean, you know, Ramadan's going to draw to a close, then the celebrating's going to start for Hari Raya. That's quite exciting. But I was looking at your iftar specials, and this is the thing about Juwanda Hasim, the fabulous Baker Boy. He is not just a baker. I actually know you as an incredible cook. You make the most wonderful, hearty, flavorful meals. We're talking savories. And wow, when I eat your Malay food, ooh, your nasi ambeng, oh my gosh.
Yes, my good friends, of course, are all the privileged people who actually come to my house often and we eat together. That's how we are as family. And for iftar, for the breakfast at the shop, some people say Hari Raya has come early because we have this thing called the dry lontong, right? So it's basically lontong, which we have deconstructed. In Malay, we call it lontong kering lah. You know, basically, we don't pour the vegetable curry over. So the sayur lodeh, usually when we have Hari Raya food, the sayur lodeh is one side, then we have the rendang or the ayam masak merah, and then you will always have the sambal goreng. So all this, it is not mixed in together into your lontong.
Mm.
And on your lontong is this beautiful coconut cooked for a long time, which is called the serunding.
The sambal with the coconut.
Yes. And then without the serunding, it's not a lontong. Right? And without the sambal also, it's not a lontong. So this is on this huge platter. And then wherever you want to put the sauce, little bit, you put. And the sambal goreng is my mom's recipe. So it's the traditional Javanese sambal goreng. The point, where a customer ate this the other day, I was so embarrassed because they ordered for Hari Raya.
Wow, so they want to cater their Hari Raya party with your sambal goreng.
But cannot because it's really a lot of work, and the amount they want to order is really a lot. So I had to tell them, I'm really, really touched you want to order, but we really can't do it because, you know, my sister's really going on leave and everything for Hari Raya, so we don't have manpower to make that dish.
Because your sister is also in the kitchen with you, right?
Yes, my sister hates my kitchen. So basically, we work together. I come up with the concepts and flavors and stuff, and she runs it all for me. Yeah.
By the way, Fabulous Baker Boy, it's halal certified, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, while you still can, you gotta go down to the Fabulous Baker Boy and try his Fab Iftar special.
Also come with kuih.
Also, there's dessert included in your Iftar special.
We have four types of kuih, and every day we change the kuih.
So you make the kuih as well?
Yes, we make the kuih as well. We have become, during Hari Raya at night, a Malay warung style cafe.
I love
it. Of course,
it.
We still have other food, you know, our main food, but this is our special for Iftar.
And just $25 plus, you get your two courses, your drink plus, you get your kuih, bandung, iced tea. And it's only for this limited period in the lead up to Hari Raya, right?
The last day you can get it is on Saturday evening.
Okay, so you have from now till Saturday to hurry down to the Fabulous Baker Boy if you want to taste Juanda Hasim's amazing food. And we're not just talking the Western stuff or the cakes and bakes. We're talking real hearty, stick to the ribs, delicious lontong kering, the sambal goreng, vegetable curry, ayam masak merah, beef rendang. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's beef ribs rendang.
We all know that the meat that's close to the bone is the tastiest, okay?
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Honestly, even for me, right, when we were testing this dish and we try eat, I say, this is a Hari Raya. The only thing missing is the kuah satay and the sambal prawn. That's it. That's what we always have for Hari Raya.
Okay, so, Nemai, next year you plan for all of that to go on your Iftar special, okay? I love that you're, you know, coming up with so many choices for people.
Yeah. People love choices. We're not stretching ourselves. We like to cook food generally. Whenever it gives us an opportunity to do something special, especially for Iftar or maybe a special day or a special week in the future, we would love to explore new things. But we cannot take anything out from the menu because people will scold us.
Oh yeah, you know, are for sure things that I will scold you if you take off your menu. Your fish and chips, don't take that off. Don't do that. Oh, you have this amazing, was it the cheese toast with the tomato?
Yeah, so the grilled cheese sandwiches, I mean, to find good ones, it's quite hard. But because we make our own sourdough bread, you know, it's a no-brainer for me. So now the grilled cheese are the most sought-after things in the shop. We can't sell enough of it.
And it comes with that thick tomato soup, right?
Yeah, it comes in three flavors, either the plain one with three cheeses or the one with pesto and roast chicken or the one with barbecue beef brisket. And it comes with French fries and it also comes with a choice of either tomato soup or mushroom soup.
It's a definite must try. Every time I go down, I have to have that. But the other thing that I was completely in love with and then I was ordering for my friends are your pies. But your pies are so special because you had a sambal goreng pie, you had a beef brisket rendang pie, you had an ayam masak merah pie.
And we sell them every weekend. But then you can order them a day before online.
If you wanted more details, look at the menu and all of that, you can go to the Fabulous Baker boy.com and also on Facebook as well as Instagram. So the Iftar special, you gotta go on down to Aliwal Street, go and eat, dine in, break your fast at the Fabulous Baker Boy restaurant. But you know, everything else you can order online, right? Cakes,
everything else. Pies. If you come to Iftar, please make a reservation and then my guys will actually call you back for a pre-order because the meals need to be served on time.
Yeah. Okay, so if you wanted to dine in at the Fabulous Baker Boy, it's at number 28 Aliwal Street in the Aliwal Arts Centre. And hold that thought, okay, Juanda, because we're going to come back because you were talking about all the new stuff you have planned when May comes along, Hari Raya starts. You've got some pretty exciting things you want to share with us. So we'll get to that in just a bit. For now, we'll go for a quick break. Back soon.
Hey Gordon, have you ever wondered what happens when a bank or an insurance company goes under? Well, financial institutions are businesses and they can collapse.
Then what happens to our savings and insurance policies?
Don't panic. They're protected by Singapore Deposit Insurance Corporation, or SDIC.
Okay, so what must I do?
All you need to do is don't panic and rest easy with SDIC.